One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
I'm Tony Bruschi, and tonight we unravel the unsettling mystery of a place that has haunted the memories of a community for generations. Walker's Farm. Picture this. A land once filled with laughter and childhood adventures, where teenagers caught tadpoles in streams and biked through the woods. But beneath that idyllic surface lurked a darkness no one wanted to acknowledge. As stories circulated of shadows in the trees, eerie metal clangs echoing through the night, and a hulking windowless hut that seemed to harbor secrets, the farm's reputation grew into something far more sinister. Our story comes from someone who spent years exploring the remnants of this haunted land, witnessing things that defy explanation. Imagine walking your dog down a shadowy, pine-lined path, only to hear branches cracking above as something invisible crashes to the ground. Or standing face to face with shadow figures that don't belong to this world, watching you from the doorways of that ominous concrete hut. These are the moments that stay with you forever, seeping into your mind and whispering that the supernatural may not be as far away as you'd like to believe. What drives people to keep returning to a place that terrifies them? Is it simple curiosity, or is it something deeper? A need to confront the unknown and seek answers to questions we may never truly understand? Hold on to your seats and keep a light on nearby, because tonight's journey through Walker's Farm is one you won't soon forget. Dear Tony, growing up, I always heard whispers about Walker's Farm, a place that seemed to hold the collective fascination of everyone in our small town. It was the ultimate spot for teenage adventure. Kids skipped school to explore the woods, waded through streams catching newts, and biked for miles through the sprawling wasteland. My older brothers used to come home with jars full of tadpoles, their eyes lighting up as they told stories about the wild, enchanting world of the farm. It sounded like a place full of freedom and innocence, but now I know the truth. Walker's Farm is a place I'll never forget, but for all the wrong reasons. I first started visiting the farm in my late teens, back when the landscape had already begun to change. Parts of it had been sold. Houses had sprung up where fields once stretched, and a road had been carved through the heart of the property. Despite this, Walker's Farm still retained an aura of mystery, and there was one part of it that stood out above all else, a bizarre windowless hut. It had tunnels at each side leading to opposite doorways and walls that looked like they were made of concrete. The roof was flat and built from old railway sleepers, giving it a fortress-like appearance that was out of place amidst the farmland. We never knew what it was for, but something about it felt inherently wrong, like it didn't belong in our world. I'll never forget the summer evening I decided to walk my dog, Nyla, through the area with a friend. The sky was still streaked with the last colors of daylight, but darkness was quickly descending. We didn't even plan to cross over into the remains of the farm that night. Instead, we followed the road that had been built through it, leading us to a bike path that cut through a thick pine wood. The trees were packed so tightly together that it felt like stepping into another realm where visibility was reduced to just a few feet. Nyla, usually brave and energetic, began to act strangely. She pulled backward, whining and resisting as if the very path was dangerous. It took her a dozen attempts before she finally surrendered, dragging us through as fast as she could. That's when it happened. A loud, bone-chilling crack echoed from above, startling all three of us. We froze, looking up to see the treetops swaying violently. But there was no wind, Tony, no gusts rustling the leaves, and every tree around it was perfectly still. Another crack followed, and then another, as if something massive was climbing down the trunk. We watched in horrified silence as branches snapped and whatever was up there crashed downward unseen. When it finally hit the ground with a thud so heavy it shook the earth beneath us, there was nothing to see, nothing at all. Yet whatever had fallen moved through the bushes, tearing through the undergrowth, leaving a trail of shuddering branches as it escaped into the night. We stood there, frozen for a moment, our hearts racing in our chests. Then, as if the spell broke, we ran, Nyla pulling us away from that cursed path, the noise of our footsteps drowned out by the blood pounding in our ears. We never looked back. Months passed, but the memory of that night never left me. It gnawed at the edges of my mind, making me question what exactly we had encountered. One evening, another friend and I found ourselves walking down the same street that passed by Walker's farm. We'd just been to the cinema, and the air felt thick with anticipation as midnight approached. We weren't even close to the farm yet when we heard it, a clanging sound in the distance, metal striking metal like a blacksmith working late into the night. It was faint at first, something we could brush off as noise from a garage or a garden, but as we approached the hill that led to the heart of the farm, the sound grew louder. It became deafening, so loud we had to shout to hear each other. The noise was coming from the hut. I was sure of it. The same strange windowless structure that had always unsettled me was now the epicenter of something that didn't feel quite human. Against our better judgment, we climbed the hill, driven by a mix of curiosity and fear. We were about 100 yards from the hut when the clanging abruptly stopped. Silence wrapped around us like a shroud, thick and oppressive. Then from one of the tunnels, something moved, and it was a dark figure, barely distinguishable from the night around it, but there was enough contrast for us to see its outline. It wasn't human, Tony, I swear to you. Whatever it was, it didn't belong to this world. It was taller than a man, with a shape that didn't quite make sense, and a head that was either grotesquely misshapen or covered by some kind of hat. We watched, paralyzed with fear, as it peered out at us, disappeared, and then peered out again, as if deciding what to do. My friend, driven by some misplaced bravery, called out to it. That's when things got even worse. Another figure appeared at the first one's feet. This one was smaller, crouched on all fours, but no less terrifying. It had an animalistic presence, something predatory and wrong. It growled at us, a deep snarling sound that sent chills down my spine. Not the growl of a dog, but something older, more malevolent. We didn't stick around to see what it wanted. We ran, our legs carrying us over the hill and back to the safety of the streetlights. When we turned back, the first figure was still there, standing at the edge of the farm watching us. Its head bobbed up and down amidst the trees as if it could follow us, but wouldn't cross the invisible boundary between darkness and light. I still can't shake the feeling that we saw something we weren't supposed to. Something that doesn't want to be found. Walker's farm, once a place of childhood wonder, has become a nightmare I can't escape. Even now, I don't know what we encountered. But I know it was real. And it changed me forever. To this day, the memories of that night haunt me, and I can't shake the feeling that Walker's farm is hiding something beneath its surface. something ancient and restless. After our terrifying encounter, I tried to distance myself from the place, but curiosity has a way of drawing you back in, doesn't it? Despite the fear, I found myself standing at the edge of the farm once more, drawn by a compulsion I couldn't explain. Not long after that night, I decided to return with a small group of friends, hoping that numbers might provide some comfort. We arrived just as the sun began to set, casting long shadows across the remnants of the farm. The air felt thick, electric, as if something was brewing just out of sight. We approached the hut together, the sound of our laughter fading into an uneasy silence. As we neared, I felt that familiar chill crawl up my spine, in the sense that we were being watched. It was as if the very walls of the hut were alive, holding their breath, waiting for us to make the next move. The plan was simple. We'd step inside, take a quick look around, and leave. But as we crossed the threshold, an overwhelming feeling of dread washed over me. The interior was dim, even darker than I remembered. The walls were lined with strange fading markings that seemed to pulse with an unearthly energy, sending ripples of unease through my body. We shone our flashlights around, revealing nothing but debris, old scraps of wood, rusty tools, and what looked like remnants of long-forgotten machinery. Yet, in the back corner, something caught my eye. It was a small door, almost hidden behind a tangle of vines. My heart raced as I approached it, the others following hesitantly. I reached out to touch the handle, but the moment my fingers brushed the cold metal, a deep growl echoed through the hut. It wasn't one of us. It came from outside, a low, menacing rumble that sent us stumbling back. Fear consumed us as we realized that whatever we had seen before was still lurking, watching, waiting for the right moment to strike. We bolted out of the hut, scrambling back into the open air. The feeling of being chased intensified, but this time, it wasn't just the fear of what we might encounter. It felt as if something dark had been unleashed, following us closely, and we could hear branches cracking and leaves rustling as we fled. We raced down the hill, sprinting towards the light of the street lamps, convinced that we could escape whatever was pursuing us. Once we reached the safety of the lit road, we turned to look back. The darkness of the farm loomed behind us, ominous and foreboding. We saw the first figure standing at the edge of the trees, its head bobbing in the shadows, watching us intently. The sight sent shivers down my spine, and I realized that we were not just dealing with ghosts of the past. We were face to face with something primal, a creature that existed beyond the realm of understanding. In the days that followed, I pored over everything I could find about Walker's farm. But the more I searched, the more I realized how little information was available. There were rumors, of course, stories of disappearances, strange occurrences, and townsfolk who swore they had seen figures moving in the darkness. But concrete evidence? It was as elusive as the creatures themselves. The farm's history was a ghost in its own right, buried beneath layers of time and neglect. I learned about the failed housing developments that had been planned for the land. The plans mysteriously stopped, and a tall wall was built around the remaining property, sealing off the old hut from curious eyes. Was it a protective measure or a way to keep something inside? The more I dug, the more questions arose, but no answers ever surfaced. Even as I tried to rationalize my experiences, I couldn't shake the feeling that Walker's farm had a life of its own, as if it were a sentient being, aware of our presence. I often found myself awake at night, staring out my window toward the direction of the farm, wondering what was happening just beyond the trees. Did the figures still watch? Were they waiting for another curious soul to wander into their territory? The fear that lingered after our encounters is something I carry with me. Each time I hear a rustle in the bushes or the cracking of a branch in the dark, I'm transported back to that night on the hill. The terror is palpable, a reminder that there are forces in this world that we cannot comprehend. And Walker's Farm, with its dark history and hidden truths, has become a permanent part of my story, a chapter that I can never quite close. I can't help but wonder if anyone else has experienced what we did. Perhaps others have seen those same dark figures, felt the same chill creeping down their spines. Or maybe it's just me, cursed to carry the memories of Walker's Farm, a place that was once filled with laughter, but now feels like a forgotten nightmare, waiting for the next unwitting visitor to unlock its secrets. Signed, an explorer of shadows. Tonight, we've ventured into the eerie heart of Walker's Farm, a place where childhood memories intertwine with the haunting shadows of the unknown. What started as innocent explorations transformed into a chilling confrontation with forces that defy explanation. From the unsettling presence of shadowy figures to the ghostly sounds echoing through the night, this tale encapsulates the essence of what it means to confront the unknown. Let's take a moment to unpack this unsettling experience. Psychologically, it's fascinating how places become repositories of fear, anxiety, and collective memory. Walker's Farm, once a playground for children, morphed into a landscape of terror where dark figures and strange noises linger in the minds of those brave enough to explore. Our storyteller's encounters could be manifestations of heightened fear, fueled by stories passed through generations. The brain has a remarkable way of amplifying the unknown, making the shadows stretch longer and the sounds resonate deeper. But then, we have to consider the paranormal possibilities. What if Walker's Farm is a thin veil between our world and something far more ancient? The sightings of figures that don't conform to our understanding of humanity and the inexplicable noises suggest that something is indeed lurking just out of sight. The hut, with its darkened tunnels and inexplicable energy, could be a nexus for whatever haunts this land. It's as if the very fabric of reality thins in this place, allowing glimpses into a realm where the rules of nature do not apply. And what about the silence that fell over the farm? The moment the clanging ceased and those figures appeared, it seemed to signal a shift, an acknowledgement of the living intruding on the realm of the dead. It raises questions about boundaries and the consequences of curiosity. Sometimes, stepping into the unknown brings clarity. Other times, it unearths the very things we were never meant to find. As we conclude tonight's exploration, let me remind you, curiosity can lead us down dark paths. But for those who seek the truth, and the rewards can be both enlightening and terrifying. Walker's Farm remains a mystery, a testament to the inexplicable elements of our world that tease at the edges of our perception. I'm Tony Bruschi, and if tonight's journey has intrigued you, be sure to subscribe for more tales from the shadows. Because in the darkness, we often find the truth about ourselves and the mysteries that lie beyond.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.